Bears Sportsline on BAL.
Well, they are launching a new era of football, Morgan, and they have a new football coach, and he's an intriguing guy as he takes over. His name is Lee Hall, and he joins us right now. Coach Lee Hall, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Eastern Michigan, August 30th on the road. How fired up are you?
I'm fired up. You know, it'll be my first, you know, game as a head coach here at Morgan State, and I can't wait.
You've been around. You've been an assistant coach. You've been you've helped out in Canadian football, Division I football. You've been around the block for a long time. How is this what you thought it would be, the head coaching job so far?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a lot of work. You know, it's been a kind of a whirlwind a little bit here these last 7 months. You know, trying to get organized. You know, getting things, you know, the way I want it, you know, to be. So it's everything and more.
Tell me what you see from your team here at this portion of camp and getting ready for the season.
I think we're progressing, you know, just the way I would like us to progress. They started off great, you know, in fall camp. You know, soon from day one, you know, they were locked in. They were focused. You know, they're on a mission. You know, they're on a mission to prove a lot of people wrong, obviously. You know, when we came back from the MEAC conference and we were ranked last, ninth, you know, in the conference, that kind of sparked them a little bit. And I think we've been doing great. You know, we had our last live scrimmage today. It went really well. You know, offensively started off a little slow and then picked it up, you know, at the end. Defense started off fast, you know, kind of petered out there at the end. So I just kind of told them, you know, offensively, we got to start fast, and defense, you got to learn how to finish.
Lee Hall, the new football coach at Morgan State, is with us here on WBAL. First home game, September 13th, Bowie State, 1 p.m. at Morgan for that game. And you've been around, as I was saying, and I remember, Coach, I had you on right after you took the job, and it was pretty cool because Torrey Smith came to your press conference, and you coached Torrey at the University of Maryland. Going back to that, what did that mean to you?
I meant a lot because it meant that I affected his life in a positive way. And when you're a coach, that's all you can ask for, is to affect young men's life where they will come back and they'll support you, you know, in an occasion like this. You know, for me being the first time head coach, he came back to support me. And that's all I could ask for, you know, from my former players, is the gratitude that, you know, I helped them become young men.
Do you expect to see Torrey Smith, maybe Laquan Williams, on the sidelines for some games at Morgan on Saturdays?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked to both of them, and both of them said, you know, they have their schedule, you know, permits them to. They definitely will be there.
Now, one thing I think is really cool, going back through your history, I got really tied up with the Baltimore CFL football team, the Stallions. They were here for a couple of years, and you played in the Canadian Football League, then worked in the Canadian Football League for a while. Tell me about that experience playing in the CFL.
Well, being a receiver, it was great.
Right, you know, bigger field.
Throw the ball every down almost. So, you know, I caught, you know, 50-something balls or whatever, and I wasn't even a leading receiver. So our leading receiver, you know, I was like the third leading receiver, actually. So it was a great experience. You know, the field is wider and longer. You know, you get a running start, you know, so it was great to be a receiver, but you had to be in shape. That was one thing. You know, the culture up there, I was in Winnipeg and Toronto, you know, the culture up there is different, but it was a great experience learning the different culture and how other people live.
My colleague Keith Mills says Winnipeg is the coldest place he's ever been to.
It is. When you go Portage, Maine, there's a little curve. As soon as you go around that curve, they said that is the coldest spot in the Northern Hemisphere.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Well, if fans out there listening now are interested in going to a Morgan football game, what kind of thing, what's the product? What's the essence of your team, of your Bears team, if they were to go see a game this year?
Well, we're going to be a very disciplined team, a very fundamentally and technically sound team. We're going to put up an exciting offense and, you know, and a defense that's going to come and pressure and hit people. You know, so that's what I'm looking for. And we had two scrimmages, and it's been kind of even. You know, defense has done a great job of flying around and, you know, hitting people and making plays. And offense has, you know, moved the ball well. You know, we just got to stop, hurting ourselves, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit offensively. But we're getting better. So I think, you know, the product that they will see will be exciting, and they can see that we're organized, we're very detail-oriented, the kids know what they're doing, and they're having fun out there.
Very exciting time to be a fan of the Morgan State Bears. Brand-new football coach as a new era begins August 30th at Eastern Michigan, and then the first home game September 13th against Bowie State, 1 p.m., and his name is Lee Hall, the brand-new coach of Morgan. Coach, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on. I appreciate that, too.